good morning, everyone. I'm Stephen Pickford. Hello. I don't know. He ran a comeback line.
Travel World. AM 600. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Don't get better than this.
Honolulu, good morning, and watching the sun rise over the beautiful blue waters of the Pacific Ocean. I'm joined here by Kimberly Svetten, the public relations manager for the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Aloha.
And I think also on the line is our Midwest bureau chief, Cynthia Fodor. Are you there, Cynthia?
Aloha.
Yeah, just you didn't, you had to get up not as early as us here to do the show this morning, but we're having a good time here, and Kimberly, this has to be one of the nicest locations that you could expect to stay on the beach in Waikiki at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Stephen, we say it's Hilton Hawaiian Village on Waikiki's best beach, and 365 days a year. The weather here is absolutely gorgeous. We know that it's about 8 degrees right now in Montreal. Add a couple of degrees, and we're here in thongs and sundresses and shorts right now, waiting for the sun to rise. It's almost there. The weather is absolutely beautiful. We have a number of great guests on the show today.
We'll be learning a lot more about what there is to do both here on Oahu and also on the Big Island, where we spent the first 3 days of our week-long adventure here in Hawaii. As we were just saying, this is the quiet, secluded part of Waikiki. You feel like you're not in a bustling metropolis, but you just walk out of the Hilton Hawaiian Village, and you're on a quiet lagoon. Water is beautifully warm. It was between 75 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Gently rolling surf. It's not like those high waves that you would get on the North Shore that would knock you over. This is just bathing water.
Exactly. And if you get bored with that, there's so much else to do on the island of Oahu and also at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. After we're finished with this radio show, Stephen's going to hang out with our penguins and do a feeding at about 8 o'clock Hawaii time.
Right, you have the penguins there that you don't necessarily think. There's so many birds just on the grounds here, many exotic birds, and you wouldn't. These are tropical penguins.
Exactly, South African penguins, actually. And every day at 8 and 3 o'clock, we do a penguin feeding with them. And Stephen's going to be our official penguin feeder for Saturday.
Okay, that ought to be fun. And what I also like about this property is you've got the sort of different tower buildings, so you've got over 2,000 rooms here, but you don't feel like you're in a mega hotel because of the different towers and the way it's set up.
Right, and there's just everything you can possibly do. The property itself is 20 acres large, but you don't feel it, and we're so fortunate to have the most spectacular part of Waikiki Beach right here, and in fact, we're touching the beach right now, and we're just a couple feet away from the water. But the wonderful thing about this wonderful hotel is not only its history and its location, but the fact that you can do pretty much anything on property. And after Stephen's finished with the penguins, finished feeding the koi and our parrots and our ducks, he's going to go and play a round of mini golf.
Yes, a beautiful mini golf course there right at the far end of the property, right at the beginning of the Hilton Hawaiian Village shopping, which I know Cynthia explored quite well, didn't you?
Great little shops over there with all of course. I spent a lot of money on souvenirs this trip in the shops at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Hawaiian shirts galore, things for children, just about anything you would want. You don't even have to leave the property, and it's all right there.
Right, it's a self-contained resort. I also like the open-air concept of the lobby. It's not a sterile convention hotel lobby. It's so open and fresh and bright.
Very open and fresh and bright, and it's nice that there are complimentary hors d'oeuvres in the afternoon at the pool. There are two different pools and a whirlpool, and they also have entertainment in the evening. On Friday, I believe it was Saturday night, a luau of sorts with the Polynesian dancers right at poolside.
Every night.
It was great.
And last night, while we were on the second floor, they have the private pool in the Ali Towers, the sort of upscale wing of the hotel, where you have an in-room coffee maker, an in-room safe, and refrigerator, all the upgraded amenities that you would expect from a fine hotel, and the balcony view of the swaying palm trees and the sunrise or sunset, depending which side of the building you're on. They have a private pool on their second floor with a fitness room and whirlpool. We sat in the whirlpool last night and watched the Friday night fireworks, which take place at 7:30 p.m. So that's a sight to behold as fireworks light up the up Waikiki Beach area at this end.
And one of my favorite things every night was to watch the sunset, especially from right there at the Hilton. I mean, just a beautiful fading of the sun every evening right over the water, and the sky just turning all different shades of orange and red, and just everybody is down there with their cameras snapping away. But every evening it was just a perfect end to a perfect day.
And being right on the beach, there's also the a sort of a sidewalk boardwalk where I know you went out and you ran every day, and it was just, you know, it's great for people who, you know, want to walk or want to run. You've got that whole beach opens up to you here at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
That's right, and it's really a beautiful, you can just walk down the beach as far as you can go, almost to Diamond Head if you would like, if you can go that far. A beautiful beach to walk. There's so many different things to see, and at any point you can just go. If you get hot and tired, just go running in the water. And I must say that the beach there was my favorite because, as you said, the gently rolling surf and the water temperature is just perfect. It's not cold like the Atlantic like we're used to, and just it just sort of massages you. And just a perfect beach for walking, swimming, running, relaxing, whatever.
Right, whatever you want to do. And I'm going to ask now Scott Kawasaki to step forward. He's with the Hyatt Regency Hotel, where we ate on Saturday evening at a very unique restaurant, Chow Main. And he's going to tell us a bit more about what is going on in the Oahu hotels and the accommodation scene here, things to see and do in Honolulu.
Yeah, there's just so much to see and do. You know, the beach is only the beginning, and Oahu is where aloha begins. And, you know, I tell you the truth, I mean, I think the hotels play a big part in welcoming our guests. We have a lot of programs in-house at the Hyatt that help spread the aloha spirit and teach our guests a little bit of Hawaiian culture, arts and crafts, and that kind of thing. And, you know, also on property, we've got a lot of shopping and dining. Like Stephen mentioned, the great restaurants. We have three award-winning restaurants on property. Chow Main, for example, where you had dinner the other night, is an Italian and Chinese restaurant. Can you believe that? All under one roof. And that won awards consistently every year. And beyond that, we have a lot of shops from little trinkets to gift items to things for the baby to... Yeah, you name it, we've got it.
Right. That's one thing that we found is unique restaurants and things. I mean, we, you know, Chow Main, which blended, you know, Italian with Chinese cuisine, which haven't seen that. I don't think there's a place in Montreal that does it, and I don't think there's a place in Des Moines that does it either. But there's a, also, we on Wednesday night, ate at the Pacific Beach Hotel with its three-story high indoor aquarium, which, you know, stingrays can stare at you while you're eating your dinner.
Right.
Which Willem did not like too much.
No,
he scared of stingrays.
The stingray was going to eat him while his dinner was eyeing his dinner. You know, that's very unique. I've not seen that in a hotel, and the food was exceptionally good, and a great show that we saw at the Sheraton Princess Kaulani Creation Polynesian Odyssey. The dancing. it was a spectacular show. A buffet was served beforehand. It's a dinner show. Begins at 5:15. There's another show at 8 p.m. And it creates the dances and the culture. Makes you appreciate that Hawaii was not just created as some sort of resort in the middle because some developer decided to put up a hotel, but that it has a long-standing history of tradition and culture, which a lot of resort destinations cannot claim.
Right. Well, you know, like I said, I think that the thing that makes Hawaii stand out from, you know, other resort destinations is that we have a long-standing culture and history here. A lot of hotels provide, you know, Hawaiian art lessons, Hawaiian language lessons, you know, quilting and that kind of activities. And I think that way you have actual product to bring back with you to wherever you're from, wherever in the world you're from, and, you know, just share that with your friends and family and say, look at what I made in Hawaii. You know, it's just a little unique gift that we like to share with all of our visitors from all over the world.
Now, Cynthia, what is your number one memory of your time on Oahu? What would you say really stands out, or as you return home, what can really be said as the number one thing that you would relate to your friends and family?
One thing that I was going to add there, talking about the Hawaiian culture, was the aloha spirit that they talk about. There is just a spirit of happiness and joy in the Hawaiian people that you encounter. And it really is contagious to all of the tourists and visitors. Everyone you see there is smiling and joyful and happy. And, you know, in your daily life of routine and stress, it is just such a pleasant environment. And even unlike other tourist spots around the world or other islands that I've been to, there is just this aloha spirit where people greet you and a sense of joy and happiness that I think you try to take home with you. And they also say, they have an expression, hang loose, you're in Hawaii.
Right, it's a whole different way of life. And
yeah.
I encourage people to get out as well, you know, both here on Oahu to visit other parts of the island, head up to Dole Plantation, head up to the North Shore to see the surf. If you're on the Big Island, get out to see Volcano National Park. We'll be talking about that after the 11:30 break. But, you know, Dollar Rent-A-Car is the only rental car company with locations on all six Hawaiian islands, with a lot of specialty vehicles such as minivans, Jeep Wranglers, convertibles, sort of give you that whole Hawaii spirit to pull down the top and just meander down some beachside road. You know, brings in the sun into your life. And the recommendation here, prepay your car rental in Canada before departing. Holiday House, which is Canada's largest tour operator specializing in independent travel to Hawaii. You can reserve your inter-island flights with Aloha, and you have the car rentals with Dollar, and they represent, I think, over 120-something properties, everything from one-star to six-star. They are the Hawaii specialist. So, you know, give me a call during the week at Zagri Travel, 626-3132, and we can set you up with the whole gamut of products that Holiday House represents, from the inter-island flights to car rental to hotels. And all the hotels that we mention and the places that we visited, we can arrange them for you. So we'd be glad to do that.
Are we ready to rock?
Summing up Oahu for this moment, Scott, what would you say one place that you would take a visitor to that is sort of off
the beaten path?
Off the beaten path. Well, you know, I love the North Shore of Oahu. You know, Oahu, you know, everybody knows Honolulu, just to drive out to the North Shore, you know, go past the pineapple fields and everything, you just watch the rolling surf come in at the North Shore. It's incredible. I mean, the world's best gather there, and it's just a sight to see that you can never forget for the rest of your life.
Well, we're going to continue talking about both Oahu and also visiting the Big Island of Hawaii when
we
return
a lot of fun doing that,
after
Steve?
The break. Roll the break, Chad.
All right, Chad.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Haunting your debt.
DIQC Montreal. Have you noticed that from week to week, your list of pharmacy needs may change? Sometimes it's day to day. That's why Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center pride themselves on being able to take care of your needs. That means making sure you find what you're looking for, from allergy medication to cough medicine, or just some good advice. For friendly personal service, visit Noemi Scheinfeld, pharmacist in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu.
Jim Duff here, coming to you live from the Holly's Indoor Market. Now, you've heard of Holly's Treasure Chest and Antiques out in Hudson. Well, it's in Vaudreuil, but everybody knows it as Hudson. This is in a brand new 12,000 square foot location, 45 vendors under the roof. Well, there's three or four huge rooms here. You'll find everything, antiques, collectibles, beautiful reproduction furniture, handicrafts. There's some wonderful things, like, for example, blanket racks, Mike Brion's blanket racks. I love this. And some of the most interesting collectibles, like the Sheila and Bob Groh lighter collection. I mean, anything you could possibly imagine. Some of it really useful and some of it real frivolous, real bric-a-brac, but it's all here under one roof. And this is the fastest growing indoor market in Quebec. This is an incredible new facility. And they're going to be indoors. They were outdoors all summer. Now they're going to be indoors until May. And with the regular vendors and a lot of new people coming every day. They're going to be open today and tomorrow. We're broadcasting here live for the rest of the afternoon. So we'd love to see you out here in Hudson. It's a beautiful day. It's a little cloudy, a little chilly, and it isn't Hawaii, but I got Oka Mountain in the background, and it's looking just beautiful. So take a drive out, exit 26 off the 40, and just turn left. You follow the signs, big yellow signs. You cannot miss it. Holly's Indoor Market. And as I said, we're going to be broadcasting here for the rest of the day, and we're open today and tomorrow, and Holly's 7 days a week. So come on out. Love to see you this afternoon. Holly's Indoor Market off the 40 at exit 26.
CIQC.
She's a maniac. We're broadcasting live from Hawaii. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Kara Hamilton right on the beautiful beaches of Waikiki Beach. We got all our gear up and running.
We don't have to keep going from the telephone.
You can't hear him. You got to bring up Stephen. Anyway, we're broadcasting live from the Waikiki Beach, and definitely it is a beautiful day out here. We got the sun rising up here, and yeah, definitely Cynthia has been the maniac when we went
yes.
to...
Well, watching her in action,
did you
our own Steel Town girl on...
We never did talk about Deep Fried Louie, now did we? Well, we went down to the luau with good old Cynthia, and there was this... she sent us up with the hula dancers and stuff. There was this male hula dancer, big chief, and he did the little twirling baton thing with his fire sticks and all that razzmatazz.
Big time fire.
The big time fire sticks. And all we heard was Cynthia going, "Oh no, Deep Fried Louie, don't put it there." Good old Cynthia.
Cynthia, are you still there? Are you listening to the story, Cynthia?
Well, we don't hear Cynthia. Oh, anyhow, yeah, she's there? All right, so we don't hear her, Chad. Anyway, whatever. It's the fun of live radio.
Yes.
Well, brought to you right back from the Waikiki Beach. Either way, let's put a little Hawaiian music on in the background there.
Get everyone in the spirit of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Kind of a mellow, laid-back, relaxed sort of feel.
It's the island, man. Where are you going to go? And as Eli would say, it's Hawaii, man.
Hawaii. It's Hawaii, man.
So tell us a bit more about the other stuff that we did, Steve.
We
Hawaiian Village here.
Well, we're at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Yeah.
And what we also did, and this I encourage everyone to do, is visit another island. We did the Big Island of Hawaii. And we stayed at the Hilton Makaloa Village, which is a self-contained resort in its own right. It takes you 15 minutes just to get from the lobby to your room, because you take a tram or a teak boat, or you can walk along a whole wallway of art. You can take around 10 minutes to walk from end to end. There are lagoons. There's a beautiful swimming pool. It's around 3.5 feet deep, and you just stay in there all day with waterfalls.
Great for the family.
Oh, it's great. A lot of family activities. Yeah. They have the children's program, a variety of restaurants, from all-you-can-eat buffet to Japanese cuisine to Italian cuisine. And
love that water slide, eh, Steve?
Oh, the water slide. And I think Cynthia had more fun on the water slide than you, Willa.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, 175-foot water slide.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not too fast, right, Cynthia?
Perfect. Not too fast.
And nothing's fast in Hawaii.
The amazing thing about that hotel is around every corner there was another surprise. Either, you know, another little swimming pool with another little water slide or a little river that you could swim through.
Right. And another great thing was their Dolphin Quest program there. It was amazing. You get to swim with the dolphins, interact. It was absolutely fantastic, and that was something I got to experience there. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at this resort, all self-contained, you know, within walking distance from your room.
Yeah, so. Kara wanted to swim with the dolphins, not sleep with the fishes, huh?
You have to make sure what you actually ask for.
Be careful what you fish for. You may get it.
And also what we experienced at a neighboring resort, the Orchid at Mauna Lani, the Oceanside Massage.
Yeah, the guy
way to have a... That's my first professional massage, I must say. And what a way to go there on the beach.
You ain't never
beautiful.
Experienced the hands of Chad, have you?
No,
oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. The one and only hands of Chad. Well, you know, he's a legend out here.
I've heard
already.
A lot about you, Chad, being out here.
It's not
they
true,
think about
it
you.
Is.
They think about you quite often out here.
Your name has been spread everywhere.
Oh, it has.
Now we're being fanned by palm leaves and everything. Boy, it's a real cold day out. It's a bit of a nip in the air. It's only 80 degrees instead of the usual 85.
Oh, stop it.
Well, we know Danielle is nearby, so wish you were here, Danielle.
Just rubbing it into everyone.
I am here in spirit.
Speaking of rubbing it in, can you mind passing a little suntan lotion there? Oh, yeah. All right, Carrie. Yeah, just like that. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Rub it on.
Now, Stephen, the back of his neck, you know, getting all red.
Oh, I am. I'm red.
Yeah, we're all a little bit.
All a little bit
tan.
Red.
Kind of look like a little red lobster.
We got the tan.
Come home, it's all right.
We
yeah.
got the tan.
That's right.
It was a lot of fun out here. Beautiful steel Hawaiian music. We were out at the Big Island. We also spent a day at the Mauna Lani Golf Club Resort.
Yes, that was fun because when you hit the ball, it could hit the... hardened lava formation. So
I think it was one giant gas barbecue the whole place, eh?
with the lava, and you hit the ball and it hits the lava, it just can bounce anywhere. It goes the opposite direction. It's a very unique course in that respect. It's one of the named one of the top 20 courses in the world. A lot of major tournaments have taken place there, and yeah, they have a north course, a south course, so you can play 18 holes one day, another 18 holes the next. A lot of greenery in the midst. So otherwise, what would at first look like a barren landscape, because you arrive there and it is a landscape like you have never seen before.
Only active volcano in the Hawaiian Islands on the Big Island, so you actually get a chance to see a volcano erupting. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we went to one of these restaurants there where they have different names for stuff, and they said, well, your steak is going to be covered with Maui onions. And we're wondering, you know, Maui onion, is that like one of those super hot chili peppers that you got to jump in the volcano to cool off, or what?
And when you go to the Volcanoes National Park, you can stop for lunch. The volcano house overlooking the crater, it's all glassed in, so there's a buffet, and you can, you know, at the end, it's around 2.5 hours from the Hilton Wakaloa Village. So, you know, by the time you reach, you know, 2.5 hour drive, you know, you may want something to eat, so the volcano house is there, and there's hiking trails, and you can meander through the grounds, and there's, in the midst of what otherwise would be a volcano, there's a lot of greenery, lush tropical vegetation.
Lush.
And black tropical. Sand beaches.
Black sand
oh,
beaches.
Right around the corner.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, only around half an hour from Volcano National Park.
Only on the Big Island, really.
Oh, yeah, we got to pet the alligators. No, not pet the alligators. That would be Florida. We got to pet the turtles.
Oh, yeah.
The sea turtles.
Not
yeah.
a big snapping turtle. You know, by the end of the day, Cynthia, I swear you wanted me stripped or something like that.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't get to the luau part, did we yet?
Oh, you got to tell about the luau.
We went to a wonderful luau and...
deep fried Louie.
You have to do when you're on the island. And I believe that was at the Royal Kona.
Uh-huh. That's,
yeah.
And it's the only luau that's actually on the beach on the island of Hawaii. And Willem
yeah.
To get up and do the hula with all of the beautiful women. And we took pictures to prove it.
We certainly do.
not that Cynthia didn't jump up and say, I know somebody, bring him up on stage. They saved me for last.
But at that point, yeah, Chad's Willem shows up on the airport, on the plane, to Hawaii with a tie, buttoned up, all the way down, nice pants, shoes shined at the airport, looking very good, but, you know, by the end of the day, shirt ripped, you know, it was...
And who ripped it off?
That was Cynthia. That was Cynthia's work.
You're don't wear a suit and tie.
Well, I was planning to change.
Hawaiian shirt.
Yes, he's wearing his Hawaiian shirt right
now. Yeah, I'm wearing one of the loudest Hawaiian shirts
yes,
I could find.
Yes, he is.
I can hear it from here.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we should mention at these luau dinners, it's quite interesting. It's unlike anything you've experienced. They roast a pig
on
the ground. And I think they threw a couple of turkeys in there as well.
Yeah, for those of you that don't dig on swine, I guess.
Not unlike the travel program, eh? Stephen was talking about yesterday how he felt like that roasted pig yesterday.
Yeah, but the food is wonderful. I mean, you get to experience all kinds of different foods, raw fish, poi, pokey, all these things you don't get to eat at home.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I never get to eat pokey.
You never get. You keep talking like that, Chad. You're going to be a lot longer before you get to eat pokey.
I think that's part of the uniqueness of Hawaii is the different foods, the different culture, and you know it's unlike any other resort destination, where you can experience all the fabulous amenities and that you're used to in a luxury travel experience. The infrastructure is here, but it's laid back. You've got the luxury, but without having to rough it in any way. It's they know how to look after you.
The best of both worlds.
You got the best of both worlds in Hawaii. No two words about it.
You can be at a tropical resort. Everything's taken care of, and you drive 10 minutes, and you're out in the wilderness, and it's amazing to see the contrast on these islands.
That was something with the Big Island. I mean, here on Oahu in beautiful Honolulu, it's more city-like, and we went to the Pearl Harbor.
11th largest city in the U.S. Yeah. I found that hard to believe, but it really is. It's amazing.
But we also went out to the Big Island, and it was kind of like there's a pristine highway, and it's like lunar landscape, and you go from resort to resort. You know, Waikoloa Village, out to Mauna Lani Resort, and out to Kona, where, of course, we did the karaoke contest.
Oh,
Cynthia?
Oh, yes. Willem,
you haven't lived until Willem do karaoke.
Oh, you haven't. You haven't seen anything. I don't care where you've seen karaoke. You have not seen Willem do karaoke. We were, as we say, a captive audience.
Yeah. Well,
held captive.
Do tell the story.
Well, it was getting late. We were a little tired. We had a nice dinner, and Willem was like, no, Cynthia, you're leaving tomorrow. You have to hear me do karaoke. We're like, well, okay. You know, we get in the car begrudgingly. We'll go, you know, it's about 30 minutes away. Oh, my goodness, we're still so tired. But we get to this dive. I mean, a dive. But Willem found a place. He's very resourceful. And he got there, and, I mean, every guy at this bar, as soon as he got on there, Black Dog, it was loud and he was in charge. And he does not just sing, he dances.
Great dances on the floor.
Great stage presence. Cynthia's eyes just like she was half asleep. And, oh boy, I mean, she woke up quickly.
I can't remember laughing so hard in my entire life.
It was absolutely hysterical.
That is a memory I will always treasure.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll have to take a videotape. Next time I'm out at Bill Edwards Cheers and I see the guys doing their
karaoke. I just want to mention, I'm sitting here drinking my Kona coffee
that
we got from the coffee plantation that we toured as well, which I thought was quite interesting.
That's an interesting tour to take to learn about how coffee is picked, how coffee is roasted, the different blends.
How they decaffeinate coffee. That was something I thought was, you know.
There's little things you just look at them and say, well, it's part of everyday life, but here you are in Hawaii, and this is where Kona coffee comes from. And it's, for the most part, small businesses and small growers making some of the world's best blends of coffee.
It's really a nice place because we went to the small coffee plantation, the guy telling us all about how they process the beans from start to finish. It is really something special, and the guy can tell the different grades of coffee.
And the coffee here is really good.
Hey, want to know if Keith Randall got his coffee? Everywhere we go, it's kind of like phoning Norm from 30,000 feet in the air on the AT&T wireless phone. We wanted to know if Keith got his coffee. Everywhere we go, we send him coffee. Like the coffee that made Milwaukee famous, the coffee that made Hawaii famous. We're going to send him 50 pounds of pineapples, but we're not sure yet.
Right.
50 pounds.
He'll remember us for a long time if we do.
Well, Keith is a dear friend of the show, so we got to send him pineapples.
What could he do with all those pineapples?
We're not sure, but we do know that there are 101 things to make out of coconuts, right? You should ask Jake, right?
That's right. You know, did you guys get to Pearl Harbor as well?
Yes, we saw the memorial.
I thought Pearl Harbor was extremely moving.
Yes.
I mean, you have all of these upbeat, fun activities on Hawaii, and then you go to Pearl Harbor, and time sort of just stands still, and you go back to a very tragic moment in history.
Yeah.
And it really makes you stop and think. And, of course, you have the USS Arizona there, which is underwater.
Yeah.
And still 1,200 sailors entombed in the ship undersea, which you stand right over top of on the memorial, and it's just a very moving experience.
That was an extremely moving thing. Cynthia, we'd like to keep the maniac Cynthia on the line. We're going to take a real quick break, and following our break, we're going to come back with more of Hawaii. So, Chad, roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on
rocking me, baby. CIQC Montreal.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956, and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
Hi, it's Jim Duff coming to you live from out here at Holly's Indoor Market. Ooh, better back off that microphone there. That's better. Holly's Indoor Market is the newest development in what has got to be the fastest growing phenomenon out here in the Hudson area. You know Hudson. Everybody comes. Tomorrow, or all through the winter, because what has happened is Holly's Outdoor Market, you know, that thing that got started this summer, just off the exit 26, off the 40, well, it's moved indoors. We're in a huge place, 12,000 square feet, 45 vendors, everything under one roof, under the sun. antiques, collectibles, reproduction furniture, handicrafts. There's these incredible hats, the hat lady down in the corner. She's trying to sell me these court jester hats. This is something out of the 15th century. Anyway, we've got coffee here. Hey, you hear about Hawaiian coffee? Forget it. You don't have to fly to Hawaii. We've got every bit as good coffee here, and goodies and snacks and home-baked breads and everything under the sun, literally everything. So we'd love to see you out here. And if you can't make it today, as I said, tomorrow's just fine. It's a nice day to take a drive. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, late fall weekend. Exit 26 off the 40, that's just past the Ottawa-Toronto split. You take the Ottawa split, and then you get off at the first exit after that. That's exit 26. It's the one for the Oka Ferry, right? There you'll find, you know, just follow the yellow signs. Turn left, follow the yellow signs. Holly's Indoor Market. 12,000 square feet of the finest bric-a-brac you'll find in one place. Love to see you. Come on out.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World from beautiful Hawaii. We're on Waikiki Beach as the sun rises over the beautiful Pacific, the nice 80-degree waters of the Pacific. And
beautiful morning.
As always, is it ever not beautiful? Actually, it started to rain the other day,
And
I was asking a local, I was like, well, it's sunny and it's raining. You know, this is really kind of neat. He goes, drops of sunshine. There's no rain here, you know.
Never any rain. Beautiful rainbows.
It only rains at night, and there was a gorgeous rainbow. Danielle, don't you wish you were here? Anyway, and the other 33 people whose ferret were sick and couldn't make the Vermont trip, anyway. Be that as it may, I digress.
Oh, yes, but how are we going to get to Hawaii?
Northwest Airlines,
Northwest
our friends.
Northwest Airlines.
That's right.
Nani Mahoy from Northwest here in Honolulu is here to tell us a bit more about Northwest services.
Go ahead.
Aloha from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And Northwest Airlines is ready to have you come aboard with BC-10 and or this winter 747 nonstop service from Minneapolis to Honolulu.
That's great for the East Coasters.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Made just to order.
And what I found coming out here on Northwest, first of all, great in-flight service. The crews were very friendly, very helpful, very accommodating, more so than a lot of the other U.S. flag carriers that I have recently flown. And you've got that whole from 50 plus years of bridging the Pacific.
Absolutely.
You've got those sort of oriental touches of beef teriyaki dinners and great food service.
Opposed to chicken teriyaki, who was the only surviving Japanese kamikaze pilot.
You know, it's the in-flight service that makes, you know, I mean, it's not, Hawaii is not next door, but if you've got, you know, a good flight with good in-flight service, that makes all the difference, makes your vacation start from the moment you board the aircraft.
Well, thank you. You know, this year we celebrate 50 years of serving Hawaii from Seattle. So certainly this is an investment that we've made long term. And we're glad to see that you're seeing the results of that.
Oh, it was a pleasure. And for, you know, other business travelers out there, even if you're not coming to Hawaii, I've had some very positive comments. A friend of the show commented to me, Mayor Bloomfield from Morburn, that Northwest had the best business class cabin in North America. And other friends of the show, you know, Jim Beatty and Bill Stoneman from the Expos headed out to San Diego for the World Series. And flew Northwest for their Y Up fare, travel first class for the price of coach, which can be $500-$600 saving, which is important for the business traveler today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So those are some positive feedback. So Northwest Airlines is the way to go when heading from Montreal to Honolulu. And the other big advantage, time-wise, is Northwest flights arrive 3, 4 in the afternoon, allowing you to make the same-day connection to the other islands of Hawaii. Other carriers may arrive too late for you to make that same-day connection, force you to
so
overnight
you can fly
at the airport.
Aloha to the other islands.
Right.
Because there's so much to see once you are so in Oahu. There's other islands to see as well, and you're here. You might as well see them all.
Oh, yes. You know, you don't want to just stay in one place. I think you come this distance, you want to do that inter-island trip. For example, from Honolulu to Kona on the Big Island, there's a, you know, for 16 flights a day, you know, it's only a 40-minute hop. And I mean, that's gate to gate, so you're on 27 minutes in the air. So it's not far when you arrive here to take a flight onwards to another island.
Yeah, when you get here, too, when you get to Kona, what a charming airport.
It's just like that thatch roof.
That's
huts.
Right.
I mean, it's like a little terminal. It's almost like
it's a couple of huts. That's
couple
what
of
it
huts.
Is.
It's just like taking almost, you figure you're at a transit terminal to connect between buses. But, but
people
think,
sunning themselves as they wait for their, you know, tickets to be issued. it's a whole different mentality.
It's open seating, and you pick your seat to leather seating on the inter-island flights on Aloha. Good leg room. Very professional airline as well.
Definitely.
And when you come to think about it, it is like public transit for Hawaii.
Well,
it's you go between the islands.
It's only one way to go.
There's only one way to go. There's no ferry service between them. So
no ferry service. What's Chad gonna do? Oh man. But we do have to thank Chad because he is running the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Chad.
Chad, I feel bad for you. I really do. I've said that many times on this trip. After hearing everything that they said, I won't tell you what they say exactly. But
oh, come on. Feel bad for Chad. We're the one who get him all.
I'm surprised you're still there.
We're the one who get him all the
hang
massage
in there.
Girls and everything.
Hey, Willem,
yeah?
don't bring me back anything. Bring her back for me, will you?
Bring her back for you.
Oh.
Well, she's already wearing the Touch by the Hands of Chad t-shirt with this beautiful flower lay on it. She says, look at that. I got laid by Chad. But that's a story for another time. Yes, long distance in Hawaii.
Long distance relationships never work, you know?
We do have to thank our good friend Ray the Engineer from K-Poi Radio here in Hawaii and Oahu for helping make this all possible.
He was amazing.
What a star.
Yeah, what a star.
And next he's going to, hey, Chad, he's going to take us out in his Porsche. He's going to take us 169 miles an hour around the island.
I really do hate you.
Something about the need for speed or something like that. His brand new Porsche. I mean, he says, you know, what equipment do you want out there? He says, I don't think my 911, what was it, C4 was it? Yeah, his 911 C4 could hold it. His little Volkswagen, yeah. Yeah, a fancy Volkswagen at that, anyway.
And some of the sights you can see when you go out with Ray.
Very quickly, you don't see much.
You won't see much, you're just a whiz by.
He says, you know, I love this area. We can drive round and round in circles all day long.
There are a lot of attractions to see when you drive around and the Hawaii Attractions Association.
I think he's now going to go backwards around the island to see stuff he missed last time.
See what dropped the dime on you.
Oh,
lots of attractions, though, that you can see in Lori Lum.
Wasn't it a nice place? Lori, you're with us now. Tell
yes.
us a little bit about the stuff here on Oahu. What a beautiful, beautiful island.
Such diversity here.
It's so cold out here. It got up another 2 degrees.
There is.
I don't know if I can
handle
this.
Would you like a jacket, Willem? A scarf, maybe?
Yes, a scarf. That's what
cold,
I need.
Cold, 80s and 90 degrees. That's how cold it is here. The island of Oahu really has the diversity. When you leave the excitement of Waikiki and drive around it, we've got the beautiful Ko'olau Ranges. We've got attractions on the other side of the island. 4,000 acres at Ko'olau Ranch, 2,000 acres at Waimea Bay. The North Shore you talked about, a great surf spot. And coming up is whale watching in surf season in December.
Whale watching.
Whale watching.
Sorry.
You can get on a
pass,
boat and
pass.
Do whale watching cruises, and it's spectacular.
I think we'll simulate the experience by getting on a Dash 8 in the rain, Steve?
Yeah, Dash 8 during heavy turbulence.
We'll take
pictures.
But that's just us.
Okay.
Buck. But for those of you who are into ecotourism, you can go whale watching.
You can also go out on the Atlantis submarine, both out of Kona and out of
you don't
want to
get dive? You can just go
take a not get wet and take a dive on Atlantis Submarine. So we can do it above water on a cruise,
that's for sure.
Star of Honolulu, or below on Atlantis Submarines.
Yeah, they have the sub divers. Right. What was it? The Maui Divers Association, Steve? I thought you thought of another word beginning with M, but that's another story for another time.
Maui Divers dives for coral, and then they make jewelry
coral.
Out of it. And
don't
we've got
you
a jewelry
love that
design
word,
center.
Coral?
So we've got everything on Oahu. We have shopping, we have the history, we have the culture. You talked about the volcano on the Big Island and the black sand beaches. We've got
black
beautiful, pristine
beach.
White sand beaches.
Green and sand, olive sand
and
beaches.
And all of this.
Yes, from the different, what is in the lava that makes it turn green? It's
right.
Amazing. It starts out black and then it comes to green and then finally it turns
right.
to white.
Like the
yeah.
evolutionary process of sand, yeah.
Right. And then again, the
pretty
the
interesting stuff, huh?
Right. Right. And the history and museums that you have on Oahu, too. You know, the USS Arizona Memorial.
The Iwani Palace was something that I did.
Oh, you
that was
did
absolutely,
that, right.
It was very, it's the official
right.
residence of the last monarchs of Hawaii, and it's the only royal soil in America. So I figured, mm-hmm. you know, this is something I have to see. And it was
I'm so
beautiful.
Glad you
it was
did
absolutely
that.
Beautiful. And it really, there's so much culture here, and you really grow to mm-hmm. appreciate it after seeing a tour of that palace like that.
There's also Chad style of culture out here, is it not, you know?
Yeah, lots of great things. And to get a good overview, we took the Roberts Hawaii Gray Line tour.
Mm-hmm.
Just gives you a good overview of where everything is. For, you know, downtown area, Chinatown, takes you out to the USS Arizona. At least you can see and
right.
where places are. And if you've rented a car later from Dollar Rent-A-Car, and as I say, prepay it through Holiday House.
Our beautiful convertible.
You can then mm-hmm. start, you know, to go back to those places
right.
of interest. Pick up the brochure, the official map guide of the Hawaii Attractions Association, and it'll show you where these places are. And in advance of your trip, of course, you can check out on the internet, www.gohawaii.com, the Hawaii Convention and Visitors Bureau, and get all the information you need in advance to plan your trip.
That's right.
Ah, yes.
Because planning, I mean, you look at the brochures, and I thought it would look good, but hey, it looks even better when we get here. And I'm
telling us we're better.
And make sure you have time to relax on the beach. You can plan
already.
Your entire trip, you know, minute to minute. But the beach here is spectacular, and it's something that everyone should experience. The waters, that's something you have
and
to
look
at the waters.
And there's so much to do. There's so much to do.
We're going to head into the beach there. Unfortunately, tonight
our end title theme has started. We're going to have to
return home to Montreal, just like we have to do tonight aboard Northwest Airlines. We have to return back to Montreal, unfortunately.
But we hope you'll plan that return visit soon.
Not so unfortunately, because I've got a beautiful woman to come home to. I hope you're having a wonderful day. At any rate, thank you everyone for joining us on Travel World here in beautiful Hawaii.
And thank you, Cynthia Fodor, for being part of our team here in Hawaii.
Yes, Cynthia. Aloha, and we'll say hello to Deep Pride Louie for you.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, we're going to go back home to Montreal. Thanks once again to Ray Baca for helping us out. And Chad, thanks for helping us out in Master Control. Everybody, thanks for listening. Join us next week on Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Kara Hamilton.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.
This is AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.
At 12 o'clock, 8 degrees in Montreal. I'm Hudson Foga with AM 600 News. The municipal elections are on tomorrow. AM 600 will feature extensive live coverage of election results starting at 8 o'clock with your host Gord Logan and commentator Bernard Lang. Mayor Pierre Bourque favored to be re-elected in Montreal. Now he's being sued for $200,000. We have the story from Lauren Schwartz.
Chinese community activist Kenneth Chung says the lawsuit he filed against the mayor has nothing to do with this weekend's municipal elections. Chung says Pierre Bourque needs to be held accountable for remarks cited to him in the Sunday edition of La Presse. To explain his absence from a Chinatown debate organized by Chung, Bourque said Chung had contributed little to Montreal's Chinese community in the past. Chung said the mayor disregarded his 20-year record of community service.
These statements that call for untrue, and I, in my opinion, is defamatory.
Chung filed the $200,000 lawsuit after the mayor refused to retract his statement. Lauren Schwartz, AM 600 News.
Premier Bouchard goes with a tax cut promise worth $3.2 billion over 5 years. Middle-income earners are to benefit the most. As for a referendum, Bouchard says he's working on it.
When will be held the winning referendum? I can't tell you, because I strongly think that we have to create the winning conditions before launching such a referendum. And I trust it will be done as soon as possible.
Jean Charest says people don't want another referendum.
This government has produced one of the worst economic records of modern times in Quebec, of higher poverty, real disposable income going down, slow economic growth, higher unemployment. And in the campaign, their option is to say, we want to continue the way we are doing things now. Well, fine, go right ahead.
A new public opinion poll seems to confirm what Charest says.
The Somme poll shows that roughly two-thirds of those surveyed think Lucien Bouchard should drop the idea of holding another referendum. But it also says that roughly the same percentage believe the Quebec Premier will hold another vote on independence. And the survey reveals that 63.5% of Quebecers felt that not holding another referendum under any conditions would have a positive impact on the economy. I'm Peter Ray.
Joliet chicken processor Flamingo is shutting down the plant, currently idle due to a strike. Company says they're just trying to be competitive. Processing workers there earn approximately double what others in the industry are making. Police in Canada and the United States are intensifying their search for the abortion doctor killer. They're warning about another attack this year. At the Justice Minister's meeting in Regina, Federal Minister Anne McClellan says they discussed hate propaganda.
We will be looking at those recommendations and determining which we will be moving on in what time frame. But I think the Attorney General of British Columbia was right that there was very strong agreement that it's very important to send a signal in this country that if one is motivated by hate, you will be condemned.
Another initiative at the meeting concerned mandatory HIV testing for people charged with sexual assault. A U.S. federal court judge has ordered an investigation into whether Kenneth Starr's office leaked secret grand jury testimony to the media. ABC's Cokie Roberts says it's more than a legal issue.
Anything that harms Kenneth Starr helps Bill Clinton. The White House earlier in the year and now the Democrats in Congress, particularly the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, have successfully managed to turn Ken Starr into an issue, if not the issue, and anything that hurts him helps them.
The judge found 24 instances where it can be reasonably argued that secrecy rules were broken. And construction is on again on the Metropolitan, just one lane open between DeCary and the Laurentian. It'll be totally closed after dark. Your Halloween weather forecast is next.
North and south, east or west, go seek your destination.
Looking for a great getaway? Sears Travel can get you there.
We give you the world. We help you get away.
And right now, you can book now, travel, and pay later. No money down, no interest, and no payments till you get back. Only at Sears Travel.
We give you the world.
Unwind at the Sonesta Beach Resort in Bermuda for 7 nights with Air Canada. January 3rd through March 25th. 977 departs Montreal.
AM 600 weekend weather. Variable cloudiness today. A high near 10 in northerly winds. A 30% chance of showers tonight. A low of 3. Then variable...